It's now time for We the People, written and presented by Kent Bailey, an independent commentator speaking on local, state and national issues that affect us all.
Good day to you. For those of you who had a proper education, you will have heard of Helen Keller. She was born in 1880 and passed away aged 88. Helen Keller is an important figure in human history, as she was a notable author, political activist and lecturer holding a Bachelor of Arts degree, yet completely deaf and blind. Miraculously, one of the first words she actually spoke was the word water, and it's that connection I remember. This is an important and vital word, as water is our lifeblood, especially as Australia is the driest continent on Earth, with just 6% arable land and a relatively low annual rainfall. Yet deep within the earth is a supply of fresh water covering 1,700,000 square kilometres. It is Australia's Great Artesian Basin, covering over 20% of the continent. The rain falls near the Great Dividing Range, then gradually seeps into this massive geological basin, slowly flowing to the south, to emerge up to 2 million years later. It's a miraculous natural freshwater storage phenomenon and a unique supply for inland Australia. The total estimated volume of water is 64,900 cubic kilometres of fresh water, which is massive and you would think worth looking after. Unfortunately, it's not, as it's being plundered by some farmers, miners and international interests, which often don't care. This incredible resource is measured in both water pressure and the actual underground levels of water, both of which are falling. Sure, there is the ubiquitous management plan, and I read it, but it's almost incomprehensible, so therefore largely useless in my view. Assembled by bureaucrats, academia and politicians, it doesn't pass the pub test as I see it. So in the years to come, it's likely the water will be exhausted or polluted, as we humans have a special knack for that. Just to give you an idea of the plunder, the Adani coal mine will use up to 12.5 billion litres of water from central Queensland, and then, of course, sell the coal to India to be burnt and produce more CO2, inducing further climate change, and as a result, a drier, less hospitable Australia. That's nearly as much water as all the farmers combined use in Queensland. So how's that for a double standard? Now to the coal seam gas industry and the curse of fracking, which uses massive amounts of water, then pumps chemicals into the water table. In fact, 80% of the area of the Great Artesian Basin is covered by CSG gas, petroleum, coal and mining licenses. The wastewater is then released back into the environment, containing a toxic mix of chemical pollutants and carcinogens. Wherever the aquifer is located, the naturally stored water is finite and must not be wasted. What better example of unbridled waste than water mining, where this natural resource is pumped up and then bottled as spring water in often non-recyclable plastic bottles. Millions upon millions of plastic bottles, all made from petroleum and sold under a lie that it's spring water, when in fact it's bore water. In particular, the water miners in northern New South Wales, Springbrook and Mount Tambourine are culpable vandals operating a futile and destructive business with no concern for the environment. Now, on top of all this, the immigration rate into Australia is driving the nation's population ever upward, along with more demand for water and the loss of arable farming land and bush. It's a story of aggregated madness on an industrial scale where we Australians simply say, "She'll be right, mate," which is deceptively stupid and belies our vulnerability. "It won't be right, mate," and science shows it, along with those with a modicum of common sense. So Helen Keller rightly had a great love for the word water, because it represented a milestone in her life. We too should hold that word in great esteem, and we don't. Yet our very lives depend on it. Industrial and political greed and avarice swamp our values and flood our God-given common sense. To the land and the generations to come, I say, please forgive us and the misuse of the water down under and the dreadful legacy we are leaving you. Until next time, this is Kent Bailey.